We're going to talk about the Berkshire Theater Group's production of Puppet Master of Lodz, now playing at the Unicorn Stage through July 7th. In the show, a Jewish man has escaped from one of the most notorious concentration camps in Germany, only to be yet again imprisoned in an imaginary world. Herr Finkelbaum weaves a story of longing while caring for his beloved puppets and clinging to a lost reality. Try as he might to create a world far from the tragedy of the camps, he and we are finally faced with the question, will this horrifying war ever end? The Puppet Master of Lodz is a gripping story of memory and survival. We're joined by three actors from the show. Joby Earl plays Finkelbaum, Julia Gibson, the concierge, and Jesse Hinson, Schwarzkopf, and it's a great pleasure to welcome this accomplished trio of actors to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for your patience as we juggle with National Public Radio and their schedules and your schedules and everything else. I thank you very much for being here. I guess the first question, if somebody is putting in to their search engine, oh, I want to see the Puppet Master of Lodz, they may not spell it the way that it is spelled, which is L-O-D-Z,
yeah.
But that is the Polish.
Yes, yeah. It's the name of a very large town in Poland. I guess pronounced Lodz, many different ways. But
this is the one you're going with.
This is the one we're going
with. Stick
with
it.
Yeah,
all right.
Excellent.
Tell us a little bit, Joby, about the story that's being told in this. It is, it certainly, in what I described, seems to be very heavy, and yet there is the puppet aspect of it. So it straddles that line, I guess.
It does straddle that line. It deals with, one of the heavier subject matters that a play or really anything can deal with, which is the story of survivors of these camps, of the concentration camps and after World War II. It deals with how one makes the best attempt to continue living their life after that experience. I think what's unique about this show and this play is that this person is an incredibly creative mind and has an incredibly creative imagination, which can be a double-edged sword, I think. The memories and can sometimes be that much more intense. There's a desire to heal and a desire to move forward, and Finkelbaum attempts to use his creative energy, creative instincts to grapple with the subject and grapple with his experience. There are times when he is overwhelmed and overcome, but also times when he definitely finds some places to laugh, very necessary places to laugh. I think the play does a good job of straddling those sort of two sides of those ways of dealing with things like this.
Julia Gibson plays the concierge, as I mentioned in the show. And Julia, give us an idea of how you relate to the puppet master, to relate to Finkelbaum.
Most importantly, is I relate to him through a door, for he won't come out of his room. So I have come to, over the years, care about him very much and want him. He doesn't believe the war is over, so, which keeps him locked up in his room. So in spite of the frustration of this, I've come to be quite attached to him, but our conversations are through this door always.
So you never get to really see Joby other than off.
No, stage. It's a very interesting acting challenge too.
I'm going to go act to an inanimate object now. Exactly. I'll be back in a while.
I hope he's over there.
And Jesse, how do you? Jesse plays Schwarzkopf in the show, and your character fits in this how?
Well, Schwarzkopf and Finkelbaum escaped from Birkenau together. 5 years prior to the start of the play. And they became separated. And, you know, the with the help of the concierge, with the help of another character, there are sort of APBs that go out into the newspapers trying to find this Schwarzkopf to return and hopefully convince Finkelbaum to come back out into the world. So they're old, long-lost friends, and sort of they need each other in this really kind of, just...
Well, almost necessary.
Yeah, way. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And Joby, when you, I mean, you're on stage much all the time, the whole show.
Yeah. Yes. The whole show. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that. And that's okay.
I blacked out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. I just didn't want you to miss something tonight. I just wanted you to be aware. You got to be there the whole time.
Right. Right.
It's kind of like me in this show. Normally, I have to be in the chair, and usually I'm not. And Sarah has to come get me, but that's okay. So is that a so being the central figure? What is it like to sort of watch this world around you?
It's exciting. It's exhilarating. What's nice is that, you know, we had this wonderful director, Brian Roth, and he really gave us actors free rein, he gave us a wonderful freedom to play around in a way and really make the play ours. And so, you know, I think, with that kind of process working on it, the play now sort of feels more like a ride that we all go on. You know, it's heavy. It's a very heavy subject matter, but, Finkelbaum creates this world in this room that he's locked himself in for the past 5 years. That's filled with his past, that's filled with people who, his family and his wife it can be very comforting, I think, at times.
You talk about a ride, but you just came off of Broadway and War Horse.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's a ride.
That was also a ride. Yeah. Yeah. It was, I never expected to enter into the world of puppetry. That was not on my trajectory.
Yeah.
And I got the opportunity to audition for War Horse and audition to be one of the horses in War Horse. I jumped at the opportunity, got to work with these amazing
literally
puppeteers.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, literally, right? I sort of got a crash course with them, a crash course of an introduction into the world of puppetry and puppets and sort of just the basic pillars of how to take these inanimate objects and give them life.
I have to just interrupt and just say the work Joby does with the puppets is really extraordinary.
Phenomenal.
And it's not something you see on stage very often, and you have to see it. Like, to talk about it sounds like puppets?
Wow. Well, no, it's incredible.
But he really
work.
Brings them to life, and it's extraordinary.
So next, Joby,
yeah.
Avenue Q.
I now it's nice. I have a career path set before me, which is great.
We all have goals in life. That can be yours. The Berkshire Theater Group's production of Puppet Master of Ludge is now playing on the Unicorn Stage through July 7th. Go to berkshiretheatergroup.org for more information. Joby, Julia, and Jesse, best of luck to you. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.